Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Respected brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Tonight we move into the final juz of the Holy Quran. Whilst it brings the end of the khatam of Quran, we take the opportunity to make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open up new chapters for our lives, such chapters that are filled with spirituality and success. We make dua through the barakah of the Quran and the small advices we shared. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to find objective in our life. And through the nur of the Quran, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all success. There are so many surahs in the last juz of the Holy Quran. To choose a particular surah will be an injustice to the others. To choose a particular verse will be the same. Every surah has such mountains of advice and wisdom within it that we won't have enough time. So I sat and I thought, what would be the best? And my mind went to one particular surah, which is Surah Al-Fajr. And before we get to that verse, you know, the entire month, my respected brothers, we spoke about self-rectification. We spoke about rekindling the love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rebuilding that bridge that has been broken through sin. Rebuilding that bridge so we can get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We spoke about understanding that we have all been created for a purpose throughout the entire month. And ultimately, we also spoke about how important it is for us to become sensitive of the fact that every one of us will one day have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and answer the questions that will be brought before us or atone for all those actions that we have done. So I thought and I said that perhaps maybe the most sweetest verse that we all would want to hear is the verse from Surah Al-Fajr where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةِ اِرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً فَدُخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدُخُلِي جَنَّتِي. After the month of Ramadan, where we made so much of effort trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether in a mega way or a micro way, whatever it may be, everyone tried somehow or the other to do the best that they could do to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that the last thing we want to hear is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, O righteous and contented soul, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Your time in this world is over. Now return to me happily and know that I am happy and pleased with you. This is what we want. Fadukhuli fi ibadi, wadukhuli jannati. O my beautiful slave, now you find your place amongst my righteous and you find your place amongst those of Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant this to us all. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for whatever wrong we've done in this month. May Allah accept all the a'mal that we have done in this month. And just as how we have gathered here every night for the Taraweeh Salah, for our Isha Salah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with love and muhabba on the day of Qiyamah. May each and every one of us be sitting under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all that ability that just as how we sat, we meet, we greet, and all that we spoke, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that even each and every one of us in our Jannah, inshaAllah, we sit together and like the verses of the Quran speak about how the Jannatis will have discussion. May Allah give us that beautiful bounty of His where we too can sit and speak together happily. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant it to us all. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us all. Also, I think it's very important for me to take the opportunity to thank our blessed and honored Huffazi Kiram, who throughout the entire month of Ramadan, we do not know the effort they put just to come and stand and read here for 20 minutes, for 10 rakats, for 4 rakats, for 6 rakats, whatever it may be. But they have done a sterling job and we as a community should thank them. And we say to them, Jazakallah Ahsanul Jaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all the best of rewards. Hafiz Uzair Bayat who read first, Hafiz Tala Kadu who read second, and Abdul Wahid who read third. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all greatness. May Allah grant you all honor. May Allah grant you all status in this world and the hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you all for all the shortcomings. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all the good that you have done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with pious children. Abdul Wahid is not married yet, but we make dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him a pious wife and thereafter pious children, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you from strength to strength and keep us in your duas as well, inshallah. Also, my respected brothers, I also want to tell you, Jazakallah, from my side, for giving me that opportunity to learn from the Quran and share it with you. You have been a fantastic audience, and I know many a times, like now also, I've overstepped my time, but I promise you I'm not going to do it tomorrow, I'm not going to do it on Monday, I'm not going to do it on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shawwal, Zulqadah, Zulhijjah, I promise you I'm not going to do it. But I'll see you next Ramadan, inshallah. But my beloved brothers, it was through you that alhamdulillah Allah had given me that ability to search through the Quran and find those words of wisdom to share it with you that helped me gain knowledge and also made me understand the beauty of the Quran. I hope it did the same to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all those brothers who are involved and dedicated in making this Ramadan in our masjid running smooth, whether it be donating towards the iftari table, whether it be setting that table, whether it be cleaning up that table, whether it be paying for the lights and the water and the aircon and the fans and all that goes with it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you for all the effort that everyone has done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward each and every one of us. And finally, not forgetting our mu'takifin, those who sat in this i'tikaf, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept you as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your du'as. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make your needs come true. And we hope that you keep us in your du'as as well. And inshallah, Allah give us all the tawfiq to one day also be a part of this i'tikaf and be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakallah ahsanul jaza to all of you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all. Jazakallah.